Can we turn a couple lights on, please? Thank you. Let there be light. I'm not going to, well, I say this all the time, but I promise you I will try not to keep you very long tonight, but sometimes I get long-winded, you know. So yeah, all of you know me, say, okay, we heard that before, Tim. Going to be a very simple message, sweet and to the point. I love simplicity. Makes my life easier. I like it. It is, I live in the realm of simplicity. At least I try to do so anyway, especially with as crazy as the world is today. I mean, things as simple as, you know, like do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs? It didn't take long. That was 5 seconds. Right there it goes. We're done. That was a good song, by the way. Do this, don't. I better not go there. There's all kind of, well, think about that. There's all kind of signs today. I can remember when my daughter was just a baby, I don't know, 5, 6 years old, both of my kids, 8 years old, and he would have been 5. And if I said, and a lot of you parents are probably the same way, if I said something to my children, my daughter would say, Daddy, promise me. And she knew that if I promised her, I would do everything in my power to make that promise come to pass. Amen? She knew it. She made me promise. And I would do everything in my power. But as a body of Christ, I think we get away from what God's Word says. But in essence, isn't this Bible a book of promises that God has given you? Your Heavenly Father has promised you everything that's in here. And your Heavenly Father will do everything in His power to make those promises come to pass. And His promises are limitless. His power is limitless. He knows no failure. He can't lie. So everything in this book that you read, it's a promise to His children that our Father will keep just as we did. We don't even have to say Father promise. He already did. It's written down. He already promised it. Everything that's in here is a promise to us that He will do everything in His power, which is limitless, to make it come to pass. But it's that thinking that keeps us away from that. Amen? I'm going to read some quotes on trust. Tonight's title, by the way, is Just Trust Him. Just trust Him. Simple message. 3 simple words. Just trust Him. Amen? Yeah, it's all right, brother. I was speaking to me when I was doing this. You know, Pastor said last Sunday, when Timmy gets up there, he exposes himself. And I do a lot of times, you know. So when I'm preaching that message, it's to me. But I was telling Pastor earlier, I said, you know what, Pastor, I do. Everything is open and naked before God anyway. And if by my mistakes, if somebody else doesn't have to do that, then God bless you. If you catch the overflow from my mistakes, and everybody makes them, everybody does. You know, when you start walking on water, then you start pointing fingers. Okay? Yeah. So no, Pastor, you didn't embarrass me. A little girl and her father were crossing the bridge. I don't know which way I can read it better. The father was kind of scared, and so he asked his little girl, sweetheart, please hold my hand so that you don't fall in the river. The little girl said, no, Dad, you hold my hand. What's the difference? Asked the puzzled father. There's a big difference, replied the little girl. If I hold your hand and something happens to me, chances are that I may let your hand go. But if you hold my hand, I know for sure that no matter what happens, you will never let my hand go. Now think of this next part of that quote. Think about it, this one, as your spiritual walk, okay? You will never let my hand go. In any relationship, who do you have a relationship with? Jesus Christ. In any relationship, the essence of trust is not its bind, but it's bond. In any relationship, the essence of trust is not in its bind, but in its bond. So hold the hand of the person, Christ, whom you love, rather than expecting them to hold on to yours. So you hold and hold and hold and hold. Pastor always says time and time again, when things happen, you seek God's face, not his hand. But his hand freely comes to his children, those who repent freely and put him first. And are you going to mess up? Absolutely, everybody does. Everybody does. But God's hand is free to give. He's full of mercy. He's full of goodness. That's our God. Amen. Another quote. People ask me why it's so hard to trust people. And I ask them why it is so hard to keep a promise. Amen. God has never broken a promise. Amen. God has never broken a promise. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. I have never, not sometimes, and you never will see his seed. Who is his seed? We are. Never seen the righteous breaking or forsaken or his seed breaking for bread, begging for bread. Get them up there. Here's a good one. Trust is like a mirror. Once it's broken, you can never look at it the same again. I used to tell my children all the time, and I'm trying, Pastor, not to sound like prideful, but you know how you raise your children. You're carrying my last name, and you carry it well. You're a man of your word, a woman of your word. If you say it, you better do it. And they knew that, you know, and that's why, that's one of the things why my children knew that if I promised something, I would do everything in my power to do it. Don't make promises you can't keep, but be trustworthy to everybody. Amen. Again, trust is like a mirror. Once it's broken, you can never look at it the same again. Trust is the hardest thing to find, and it's the easiest thing to lose. Once that trust is gone, I used to tell my kids when they were growing up, once that trust is gone, all them attaboys are gone. So now you have to work up to that to get that trust factor built back up again. Amen. How do you want people to look at you? You want to be a trustworthy person. Amen. Again, it's just trust him. I started doing this tonight because the week of preparing the message, I feel, church, and I don't know if it's just me, I don't think it is, that the level of trust seems to be gone in all or some of our lives. Amen? There's a level of trust. I can remember, and all of you can, I can remember a time, Bert, when you remember you used to live in the country? Okay, we do this downtown when I lived in downtown Monaca as well. I can remember a time when we went to bed, we left the windows open, the doors were wide open, nothing was locked. Does anybody remember that other than me? Yeah, see? See, we live in a different world today, amen? We live in a different world. Ronald Reagan said, trust, but verify. Pretty good wisdom there. Okay, go ahead and trust, but verify it. You don't go out and blind trust because people will lie to you. Go figure. Nothing was locked. We live in a different world today. It's no secret that Bob and I and Lynn and Lisa and Tina, we'll go out and get wings after church on Wednesdays. We got busy at the end of the day last week, our dinner, and Bob was paying his bill, and Tina had to leave. And she went outside, and my wife said, go out and walk her to the door. Not Bob would have. He was just busy. I'm covering you, brother. All right. But he would have. And Tina, you remember, started raining. We were walking out, and she said, it's a nice neighborhood. I said, yeah, it really is. But my words were, I don't trust anybody anymore. Now, isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? So we're conditioned to be that way. I don't trust anybody anymore. then it got me thinking that if that is our attitude, because it's just the way the world is today, does that overflow to how we trust God? Does it? Can it be influential, or can our trust in Christ be influenced by what the world has done to us? How it can be, because we're in the world, but we're not of it. But it still wears us down. Amen? The world will condition you, church, whether you want to believe it or not. The world will condition you. And it gets so easy, Pastor, to say, Pastor Jack, it just gets so easy to say, I don't trust anybody anymore. It's the world that we live in. It really is. This guy's shooting that guy. This one's shooting up. They're killing them for drugs. They're stealing. They're breaking in. It's the world we live in. Don't let it condition us on our trust for the Lord. You see where I'm going? Because it is conditional. And it's just so easy to say that. And then we start, conditioning ourselves. And then it just doesn't mean anything anymore if we permit it to do so. But that's not how it should be. We lead by example. We are the body of Christ. We lead by example. We're not followers. We are leaders. The only person that we follow is Jesus Christ. That's it. That's all we follow. And do what he did to the best of our ability. And when we blow it, go to the throne. Because God's mercy and grace is renewed every single day. Amen? I walked in tonight, Pastor Jack. This was in New King James Version. Quoted this. If you're writing, it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. New King James. That's why I stopped, Pastor Jack. Who are you talking to? You're just talking. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, New King James Version. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Amen? He stopped me in my tracks tonight. My message is on trust. He quoted that scripture. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Lean not in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Why is that, church? Do you ever think about why that is? It's because if we do lean, remember, the world is conditional, amen? It'll condition us to do what it wants us to do, just like your body will. That's why David said, why so downcast, O my soul, put your trust in God. Why? You speak to it. Your soul will speak to you. I hurt. We're not Christian Science here. If you got a cold, you have a cold. You don't sneeze in the Kleenexes and say, I don't have a cold. Yes, you do. But you are healed according to his riches and glory. Healing is the children's bread. Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24. And by Jesus' stripes, I have been healed. Past tense, it's already done. Already done. That belongs to you. That's your bread. That's your bread. Amen? If we do lean on what we understand as a human being, if we lean on what we understand, our understanding is limited, is it not? Our understanding is limited, and so will our trust be, or our trust factor. If we're limited, if we lean on our understanding, then our trust will be limited as well. Because we're limited. Or our trust factor. There's a factor that plays. I have trust, yeah, but are you operating it? Is it in that operating factor? Are you using your trust? It's one thing to say, yeah, I trust him, but what are you doing? See? Amen? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 out of the Living Bible. 4 and 5 and 6, I'm sorry. I like this verse. If you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Trust him completely. Don't ever trust yourself. Double-minded man, right? If in everything you do, Put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Think about that. Nick, he said that He will direct you and He's going to crown your efforts with success. That's not a bad deal, is it? How many people at work say, I'm going to crown your efforts with success? Come on. Come on, really? Hey, Pastor, I'm doing pretty good. I'm not hollering tonight. I'm trying to keep it low key. I'm tired, see? We've been busy because I've been thinking of that gospel song, I'll fly away, oh glory, and not for scripture either. I'm flying tomorrow, so I'm just saying, you know. Psalm 37, 5 and 6 in the Living Bible. Commit everything that you do to the Lord. It didn't say some things, did it? That means when you blow it, you bring that sin to the Lord. And you commit it unto Him, and He is faithful to help you through it. Amen. It's not going to be a bed of roses, church. Roses have thorns. I'm just saying, you know, we have to work out our salvation every single day. We really do. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him to help you do it, and He will. Trust Him to help you do it, and He will. Trust Him to help you do it, and He will. Echo. Trust Him to help you do it, and He will. Didn't say He might. He will. Did He? Trust Him to help you do it, and He will. Your innocence will be clear to everyone. He will vindicate you with the blazing light of justice shining down as from the noonday sun. I used a scripture there because, you know, we do our prayer list, amen? And thank God for prayers, because prayers change things, church. Where would we be without prayer? We'd try to be doing everything on our own, and then you'd be beside yourself. That's what we do. We encourage one another, amen? We love one another. We pray for one another. We rejoice when you rejoice. When you're sad, we pray with you and lift you up. If something good happens to you, we don't get jealous. We're a family. Why didn't it happen to me? No, come on, wrong thinking. I'm happy for you. Amen? I use the scripture because a lot of you know my brother Pete and his wife Judy, my sister-in-law. And both of them, they're going through some personal attacks. I mean, they are really going through some personal attacks right now. And Judy is going through some really physical attacks right now. So she's getting like double whammy. My sister-in-law is really exhausted. Keep her in your prayers. Amen. She's really exhausted. But through it all, I had to write this down because I didn't want to leave anything out. But through it all, neither one, my brother or my sister-in-law, has ever given up and continue to trust God. Neither one has ever given up. And they both continue to trust God. It is so easy when you're going through something. Pastor Jack, you know.
Did your brother beat cancer?
Did
your brother beat cancer?
Amen. Yep, amen. My brother Dino beat cancer. He never gave up. He continued to trust God. So there's examples for us, church. Thank you, Pastor Jack. You're right. Thank you. It is the only thing that strengthens them, the prayer. Think about that. When you get so low, the only thing that strengthens you is your prayer. Okay? We let each other know, my sister-in-law and I, and my brother, know that we are praying for each other every day, daily. In doing so, church, this will happen to you. In doing so, the prayer helps strengthen ourselves as we pray for each other. Think about that. When you're praying for somebody else, not only are you praying for them and the Holy Spirit will minister to them, you're helping yourself. We just simply need to trust Him no matter what we are going through. Why is it so important to trust our Heavenly Father? Why? Psalm 9, verse 10, the Living Bible. This is you, church. All those who know your mercy, Lord, will count on you for help. for you have never yet forsaken those who trust in you. Amen? God has never yet forsaken any one of his children, anybody that trusts him. He has never and never will turn their back on you. Never will he ever do that. Not our Father. Amen? That scripture goes right along with this one, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, the Living Bible. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God will be with you. He will neither fail you, nor will he forsake you. What a promise, church, God has given each and every one of us. Amen? To never leave us, never forsake us. How can we do anything else but trust him? How can we do anything else but trust him? Amen? I want to make sure I wrote something down because I didn't want to. It's there. I wanted to make another point. Brother Bobby, we're talking about me being a sports fanatic tonight to your daughter. Bob was telling Tina. She says, really? I said, yeah, well, my wife works late, so I have no choice but to watch high school football, college football, pro football, baseball, college baseball, girls softball, you know, hockey. So at least that's my excuse anyway. Then Bob said, he's driving down the road and two kids are playing badminton, he'll pull over and watch them. But at least I'm not betting on them anymore, brother, you know. So amen. I'm praying this is an enlightening message because it really blessed me when I did this. I just love watching Little League Baseball. I don't know if any of you watched it in recent years. I love watching those children. The reason is, Pastor, have you ever watched that Little League Baseball, Bert? It's amazing. The reason is because if you see the purity in the way they play this game, these are children, the purity in the way they play this game, the joy that they get, and the respect they have for one another, you will just have a sigh of relief and say to yourself, it does still exist. You should see these children, these kids. It's amazing the respect they have one another. Why is it that when we get older, our respect dwindles and goes out the door? It does. Because the world is conditioning, church. The world will beat us down every time, every day it tries. But we're stronger than that because of whom we serve. Amen? So when you see that respect factor or your trust factor, just quicken yourself and say, whoa, 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 getting ye behind me, Satan. It's time to change this. You don't beat yourself up. Change things. That's all. There's a lot that we can learn from these young men playing this game. North Carolina was undefeated. Texas was undefeated. United States, they were playing for the U.S. championship. They were both undefeated. First game, North Carolina beat Texas. Then they kept winning. And then for the United States, there was a double elimination. I think Texas or North Carolina must have lost one game somewhere along the line. No, they were undefeated. Came down to the very last game. Texas kept winning. Very last game. Now it's the United States championship, Texas against North Carolina again. What a game. It was like 2-2 for the longest time. This North Carolina team was fantastic to watch these kids. All of a sudden, Texas just blasted them. Texas come back and they won. I couldn't understand, as I'm watching this game, North Carolina, playing Texas, they had these stuffed frogs. And they're rubbing them. You know how superstition baseball players are? They put their hats. They're rubbing these frogs. I'm going, why are they rubbing these frogs? They're hitting their head. They're rubbing these frogs. Then the announcer said, you're probably wondering why they have so many frogs in North Carolina. We can learn from these children. What's that word, Bert, frog? And each word means something. What is that called? Thank you. It's an acronym. Here's what FROG, or the acronym, means to North Carolina Little League ball players. This is why they had all the frogs in their dugout in every game. FROG means fully rely on God. Oh, my Lord. Little leaguers, fully rely on God. You wonder why I'd rather watch Little League than the Pirates. Come on. Okay? Yeah. Believe that. Fully rely on God. Little leaguers. North Carolina Little Leaguers. Now, they lost to Texas. The level of respect. Then Texas played Japan. My Lord, Pastor, Japan good. Did you? Wow. They were like little pros. Nothing got by them. Did you watch them, Nick? Oh, my Lord. But there was something that Japan did. You want to talk about a level of respect? Every single game, from the very first game, then they won the World Little League Championship. They beat Texas. Every single game, Japan, the entire team, what are they, 9, 10, 11 years old? 8, 9, 10, 11 years old? Would run, Bob, if you're the opposing parents, they if it were their first baseline or third baseline, that entire team would stand on that line and they would look at the parents and bow to them in respect. Wow. Can we learn from these children? Amen? Now, if you didn't know, I'm going to read you the Little League Pledge. I didn't know this existed. Before the championship game, they actually had this young man pledge this with a microphone in front of the entire television world. I'm sure they're getting letters, but this is how I feel. This is my league. If you want to join my league, you will do what we say. If you don't join it. I see Christians take a step backwards too much. Okay? I don't tell you not to worship Buddha. You're going to go to hell, but I don't tell you to worship Buddha. There's only one that was raised. I don't tell you to pray to Krishna. You're going to go to hell, but the only one that you pray to is Jesus Christ. That's it. Our Heavenly Father in Christ's name. That's it. But if I'm doing something, don't tell me I can't say thank you, Jesus. Don't tell me that. Here is the Little League Pledge. Young man, microphone, cameras everywhere, going across the world. First four words. I trust in God. Little League Pledge. I trust in God. I love my country, Lord, and will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best. At a young age, we can see that these kids are learning to trust God. Do yourself a favor, church. Next year, when Little Leaguers are on, turn them on. You won't be sorry. You'll love it. You'll love it. Even if you don't like sports, what these kids do. And then it's all kind of respect. Somebody goes around, falls, the opposing team will help them up. It's fantastic. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4 in the Living Bible. I'm almost finished. But when I am afraid, I will put my confidence in you. Yes, I will trust the promises of God. And since I am trusting Him, what can mere man do to me? Scripture's about trust. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. But when I am afraid, I will put my confidence in you. Yes, I will trust the promises of God. And since I am trusting Him, what can mere man do to me? Psalm 91, verse 2, Amplified. I will say of the Lord, there's a saying, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, in parentheses, with great confidence in whom I rely. You see, church, when we rely, this is what I wanted to bring out. I say this at the end. You see, church, when we trust God, what do? We believe in His ability to do the things that He says He will. Amen? And then, ultimately, we rely on Him. That's a good place to be. We can't rely on what man says because man will lie to you. Has he ever? We can't rely on what the world and its riches because it will all fade away. This world and all its riches are going to fade away. The only thing we can rely on and trust in is our God. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
The only thing we can rely in and trust in is our God. Everything else will fade away. Because God's not a liar. He can't lie. It's impossible. I will close with this. Keeping our trust up and our trust factor, amen? God cannot lie. You know that. If he said it, he will do it. Amen? God will not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. These are truths that we must hold on to, church, as a body of Christ. These are truths that we must hold on to. They must be anchored in our soul, and these truths are every believer's security. Amen? I have delivered what I have received. I hope you have been blessed. Thank you. I will close. If you have need of prayer, we'll be here for you. Amen.